Hello, I'm Dr. Lou Condor, technical communicator, writer, editor, as well as adjunct lecturer at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Welcome to the podcast for the Advanced Technical Communication class, where we discuss key aspects of technical writing and communication. Welcome, class, to week one of Advanced Technical Communication. I've been a full-time tech writer for more than 15 years, but I have additional 10 years of experience creating documents as a system admin and system engineer. I have a broad exposure to a lot of writing, and I want to mention that because one of the discoveries I observed as a tech writer is that technical writing can vary depending on the subject and the organization. So when I started teaching this course, I took that into consideration. This class is a bit different than the first course in the certificate program and the last. What it's doing is I'm giving you a lot of portfolio pieces. I expose you to a variety of documents in your portfolio. In this way, you get to learn a lot of new ways to use technical writing. You have the best options to get work as a technical communicator and writer by having a broad-based portfolio. Once you start doing the work, and once you start focusing on where you want to go, then you will focus on those type of documents. Example, standard operating procedures or SOPs. Remember, this class is also a learning experience. And as in many writing projects, don't expect your work to be perfect in the first draft. I strongly recommend incorporating my feedback. Of course, I'll point out grammar issues as I see them, but you should go back, and there are times I would recommend that you rewrite the sentence. And that's fine. I've done it before. I'll take a paragraph or something that I've written, go back, reread it, and then write it again. It's just something that you'll pay attention to. But please fix your grammar issues before placing it in your portfolio. Technical writing is a different type of writing than fiction, nonfiction, or academic. So like those types of writing, you'll need to learn more about technical writing. Let's talk a bit about grammar, sentence structure, and punctuation. I will post more information on this soon, but please start reviewing this on your own. Even though there are free tools out there, they're great, and there are others that are built into the software, they are not perfect tools. You need to know the basics. Many organizations will test you on your writing as part of applying for position, including grammar. You won't have the opportunity to use these tools, so keep that in mind. I've made it easy for you, and I will post two modified presentations I did at an organization for training on how to write better technical documents. Think of these as cliff notes for grammar. No one may be perfect in grammar, but you want to shine when a prospective employer or someone you are, you know, some of you might be moving into a new area of an organization. It's worth the time to make your portfolio pieces as good as you can. I have one recommendation. When you get your feedback, add any ideas you have at the very end as a comment. Then put the document down for a few days, go back, reread it, and then edit it. This bit of separation will give you a fresh perspective on your writing. Let me know also if you have any questions. We can have a Zoom meeting, or you can just shoot me an email. This course is immersive, so we do a lot of writing. Just be aware of that. And some writing is more intense than others. So please hand in your work. Even if it's incomplete, you will get full credit. If that week's work is worth 20 points, even if you don't get a chance to finish it all the way, I'll give you the 20 points. You must hand in some of it anyway. If you just hand in like some section titles, then I can't give you the credit. But if you handed some of the writing, at least show that you've tried. That would be great. This way you're never penalized for the writing. You always get full credit, and it's a real immersive learning environment. Remember, this is a PRNP course, which means present or not present. So it's not a letter grade course. However, I do give grade equivalency letters if you need for employer reimbursement. Check out the syllabus on the grade points. There's a page near the end that describes it all. So you earn points each week, and at the end they add up to 100, which would be an A. So the syllabus shows this equivalent. It'll show you the numbers. You can see your points in the My Grade link on the left web bar. And if you hand in work late, like again, I said, please email me in advance before the due date. I guess unless it's an emergency then, but please let me know either way, because then I just do the grades and we move on. So I need to know if you won't be able to make it. And I understand life happens. That's fine. I mean, but I just need to know that. The exception to this is week one. I let students join after the course starts. That's fine. You know, I figure week one and people are getting used to the course. So remember, though, for the rest of the course, attendance is crucial, especially if you're receiving financial assistance for the course through some organization or other things. They do check to see if you've attended. Okay, I know this from the past, so I'm just letting you know, attendance is definitely required to pass the course. Week 9 projects are due early, so that I'm giving you a heads up right now. The week 9 project is not very long. It's a blog post, so it's not that big a deal, but just get it in as soon as you can. It's due early because the class ends and I have to hand in grades within a certain period. So it's not a self-paced course. Okay. Remember, I'm going to repeat this. It's not a self-paced course. There's plenty of info in the course in the syllabus and posted in the classroom for your convenience. Please take advantage of that. You know, the syllabus should override anything. So hopefully it's all what you need and it's got everything there. If not, just ask. But I put phone numbers and contacts and other things inside the course for your convenience. That's it for week one. Have a great rest of the week. Music by Purple Planet Music at music://www.purple-planet.com.